I want to talk about some real facts. I want to start dealing with the truth. See, we have to stop looking outward for the reason that we're not successful and start looking inward. 90% of the time, it's our habits and our behaviors that are keeping us from success and not our haters. What's up, good people? This is Anthony DeLoach, the founder of the Unstoppable Entrepreneur Academy, and I am here to bring you 5 minutes of fire. That's right, 5 minutes of actionable advice that you can implement in your business and start seeing results immediately. On this episode of the podcast, we're going to talk about creating success by controlling your habits. That's right, creating success by controlling your habits. Now, before I jump into the content of this episode, I do want to let you know that this installment of the podcast is being brought to you by the Unstoppable Entrepreneur Academy. The Unstoppable Entrepreneur Academy is the premier community for professionals and entrepreneurs who are ready to build, launch, and grow their online business. If you are a professional or entrepreneur and you know you're doing a very good job at what you do and you're working very hard, but you know that you can have so much more fulfillment, you're ready to live a life with passion and purpose and get paid what you're worth, then you need to be in the Unstoppable Entrepreneur Academy. Go ahead to www.anthonydeloach.com/join. Get all the information on the Academy and join today for only $7 for your first 30 days. That's right. You can get into this awesome community for only $7 for your first 30 days. Go ahead and get in the community now and we'll see you on the inside. So let's go ahead and jump right into the content of this episode. I want to talk about creating success through controlling your habits. Our habits have so much to do with the life that we live right now. So we want to make sure that we're in total control of our habits. Now, bad habits are the things that keep you from the success that you want to succeed. So I want to give you some ways that you can eliminate your bad habits. Now, one is to identify the triggers. Is there a particular person in your life that's causing you to indulge in this bad habit? Or is there a particular television show or something else that's influencing you to indulge in this bad habit? If it is, you have to get that out of your life. That's the only way that you're going to save your life is to get that out of your life. The next thing that I want you to do is I want you to clean house. Look, if you're trying to stop drinking alcohol, then get all the alcohol out of your house. Clear it out of your house right now. You know, if you are, you know, indulging on social media too much, then you want to get rid of the apps on your phone. Take them off your phone. Eliminate it from your computer. Just stop it right now. See, everybody has different ways that they're going to handle getting rid of their bad habits, but you have to take action immediately to get rid of them. Another way is to swap it out. I remember on my weight loss journey when I first started, the main thing that I did was I swapped out drinking sodas for drinking water. And every time that I would go to a restaurant, I may get the meal that I want, but I would drink water instead of drinking soda. So take some type of action that will allow you to eliminate those bad habits. Now, in order to create success, you not only have to eliminate bad habits, but you have to set up successful habits. You have to create good habits. Now, I'm going to talk to you about some ways that you can start creating good habits. The first thing I want to tell you to do is set yourself up for success. Do something that you know you're going to do, like creating this podcast. I'll use that as an example. I knew I wanted to start podcasting and I wanted to be consistent with my podcast. So I had to do something that I knew I would do every day, something that would be feasible for me. So what I started was a 5-minute podcast. I knew I could do it. I knew it would eliminate my excuses of doing it. I even started using this platform called Anchor that would allow me to create my episodes easily. So I wouldn't use that as an excuse. So set yourself up for success in whatever you're doing. The next thing that I want you to do is start using a PDA, a public display of accountability. That's right, a public display of accountability. With social media, that's so easy right now. I released the information about this podcast and said I was going to be doing a podcast episode like every day. And so now that I told people that, I know people are watching to see if I'm going to actually do it. So that actually holds me accountable to actually doing it. The next thing I want to talk to you about is getting you an accountability partner. The public display of accountability is one thing, but sometimes we can flake on that because we don't care what other people think. But if we go and get someone that we are close to be, that hold us accountable, someone that's on the same journey of success that we're on, to hold us accountable, that makes all the difference. So like with this podcast, my wife and I are both creating content on our podcast. So I know that she's trying to create as much content as she can on her podcast. So I'm doing the same thing. And any day that I'm not creating a podcast, she'll say, have you created your podcast yet? Have you done it yet? And it may get on my nerves, but it holds me accountable to doing what I said I was going to do. And it helps me create the habit that will lead to the success that I wanted to see. So guys, this is the 5 minutes of fire. I want you to go ahead and implement these things right now. As a matter of fact, what I want you to do is this week, I want you to write down 3 goals that you want to achieve this week. And I want you to, under that, once you write down the 3 goals that you want to achieve, I want you to write down every habit or behavior that may be sabotaging your ability to achieve that goal. I want you to write that down right now, and then I want you to start eliminating those habits. I want you to start working towards eliminating those habits, and then I want you to write down the habits that you can set up, the things that you can do that will help you achieve the success that you want to see, that will help you achieve those goals that you've written down. And then I want you to start doing those things consistently every day if you can. And I want you to find you an accountability partner. I want you to post it on Facebook. I want you to get in a community and post it in the community. See, that's why you need the Unstoppable Entrepreneur Academy, where you can post your goals in our community, and we're going to hold you accountable to achieving those goals. But I want you to do that right now because I want to see you all succeed. Guys, I know this has been mighty impactful and powerful for you today. Just implement it and you're going to see the success that you want to see. All right, guys, until the next episode, I want you guys to go out and crush it, making an incredible week, and have a great day. All right, I'm out.